these, first of all, are very difficult issues because they go right to the core of our problems in Northern Ireland. Flags deal with issues of identity and where people's, where people's allegiance is nationally. The issue around parading is very sensitive because it takes in many interface areas, and so it can be a very sensitive issue. And I suppose the third one, dealing with the past and its legacy again, deals with people who have been profoundly hurt during the Troubles, either physically or mentally, or have lost loved ones. And so they're very, very sensitive issues and very, very difficult, therefore, for us to resolve. And I think this was an attempt for us to really try, probably for the first time as parties, to sit down and work out a solution. We did get, I think, a huge amount of progress on the past, something which no one really anticipated at the start of the process. But unfortunately, that wasn't reflected in the sections around parades and flags. I think there are a few reasons for that. I think, first of all, the last year has been quite tense around parades and flags, and I think just by nature people tend to have taken positions very publicly, and that can make it very difficult for parties then to move and cooperate. But I think also some of the parties just didn't have the will around those issues to really take bold decisions that would have required them really to face down, I suppose, hardliners within their own community. And I think for that reason, we really didn't see the kind of progress on those issues that we have. But that doesn't mean we won't progress them. There'll still be issues. They will still need addressed. And we're committed as a party, obviously, to try to continue that piece of work as we go forward.